Hi, welcome to my podcast, Help Me Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Karg. I'm a clinical psychologist, and each episode of this podcast, I present mental health-related information to you in hopes that you'll gain insight into some of your own behavior and also to learn new skills that I teach as part of this podcast. So thanks for tuning in today. And today I'd like to talk about the effects of gaslighting and maybe some more details about what gaslighting can look like, and so that you can be alert to it, because it is quite difficult to pick up on initially, but you may get a gut reaction about what they're trying to do. Like, they say something to you and you're like, ooh, that sounds like they're trying to be nice, but they're actually being critical. Things like that. If you're getting mixed messages from them and you feel like you're getting a push-pull, like sometimes they're your biggest fan and other times it seems like they're trying to say things making you feel bad, that can over time lead to what we call trauma bonding. Trauma bonding is what happens in relationships with individuals who manipulate others using a push-pull technique, meaning I love you, I hate you, come here, go away. They switch often when it comes to the way that they treat you. Or maybe by now, if you stay in a relationship with someone like that long enough, then it just becomes negative. So I don't know if any of that resonates with you, but if you are going through experiences where you're confused, and let's say that somebody that's supposed to really love and care about you sends you these really mixed messages or seems to be like throwing darts at you when you get together, and you end up leaving the situations with them feeling rather confused and kind of, like your gut's telling you that you're in danger during that situation, but you're not sure why, you can't put your finger on it. Chances are that you may be dealing with someone that has a personality disorder. I'll just put it out there that strongly. Chances are maybe that person is not to be trusted. Maybe they need to be, more distant friends. You may need to back up and take some space from them and see how that goes. In the cases of narcissists, you want to be careful about the way that you withdraw attention from them. You slowly do it. Some narcissists, especially malignant narcissists, which is a combination of a psychopath and a narcissist, those folks can be kind of dangerous to get away from. So that's why you have to think about it, plan for it, try to do it subtly, because if you tell them that you're ending your friendship with them or ending your relationship with, romantic relationship with them, you are really setting yourself up to be the target of their anger. And they can say some incredibly cruel things. Why? Because they lack empathy. And so the vulnerabilities that they know about you, those will come out and they'll try to hurt you with them. These are not safe individuals to be around, okay? And sometimes because their social skills are very good, you may have been in a relationship with them for a long time because they're very manipulative. They're great at making you feel like you're the one that needs their help and that you're so messed up. And over time, the effect that has on you is that your self-esteem suffers, especially people who grew up with narcissistic parents. The damage from that of not ever feeling good enough can, in a sense, set you up such that you find more relationships with individuals who are also narcissistic. So if you're dating someone or you're friends with someone, and the other people in your trusted circle of friends are saying, you know, that person, I don't know about that. Listen to it, because other people sometimes are much better at picking up on these things than you might be. You know, again, oxytocin, trauma bonding. You will stay in a relationship, friendship, contact with that person for a very long time if you have wounds from your childhood that you have not healed yet. So I want you to know that, you know, doing the inner work, going to therapy, reading books, learning more, and then noticing maybe the codependent behavior that's coming up for you, or noticing the anxious attachment style that's going on, and how you may not be showing up for yourself in these relationships. You know, if you were to show up in this relationship, would you continue as you are, or would you start backing away, taking space, and essentially planning your escape? You really want to look at this closely. If you think you're with someone, you're interacting with someone who you think is gaslighting you, it is really important to pay attention to that. Okay, and again, the gaslighting is they will do or say something that will oftentimes be a mixture of negative and positive. So it's kind of confusing. You're not really sure what their point is. But a lot of times they'll put lipstick on the pig when you confront them about it and explain that they were just doing it out of concern for you. You know, they've been really worried about you because you're just not doing well. Okay. If you have someone in your life that's saying those things to you, really look into this a little bit further, because you might be dealing with someone who gaslights. And of course, I can't say for sure whether or not they had full-blown narcissistic personality disorder or not. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about narcissistic traits. And so if you're noticing yourself feeling a lot of confusion about your friends or your partner's behavior, to the extent that a lot of times you feel like they're kind of mean to you, then I would look into that further. I would talk to people about it, whether it's your therapist or a friend that's earned your trust, or a sibling, you know, people that you're close to, run it by them. Because a lot of times, especially as I said, if you have wounds from your childhood that are not healed, sometimes it's like a blind spot for you, and you're kind of drawn to them in an unconscious way. Those old wounds will pull you towards a person that will recapitulate your childhood trauma. So if you had a narcissistic parent, you might find yourself in friendships and relationships, bosses that are narcissistic. You'll notice a trend in your life where you keep kind of recapitulating that again until you realize what you're doing, and then you have an opportunity to stop it and get away from people that are actually hurting you, that are really and truly hurting you. They're not safe people. So show up for yourself, get away from them. It's okay. Reason things out with someone else that you trust. And I think that you'll discover that this is not a safe person. Okay, so run it by someone else and see what they think. And maybe run it by a couple people, not to feed into any victimization or anything like that. But if you're confused and someone else hears what's going on and is able to see that that person actually meant to hurt you, pay attention to that, okay? All right, thanks for tuning in today. I hope that you learn more about gaslighting and what to do about it, and what to do if you are concerned that you might be close to someone who has narcissistic traits and is gaslighting you. I hope that you learned some things today. I have some other videos out there on these topics, so you can continue watching some of the ones that are in this series. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the support, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.